kind of a new attitude, new air, getting a win now, and, you know, knowing that, hey, we take down this team now, you know, we're right back into things.
Yeah, we got to take it one game at a time and go out and perform and make it happen.
What's been the difference for the defense, you think, Mario, if you look at it over the last couple of weeks?
You know, it's hard to say. I mean, I think the biggest thing, though, is the simple fact of just playing fundamentally sound football and being in our gaps and responsibilities better than what we were before.
Kind of along those lines, is what can you take from that Miami game? What is there to build on moving forward?
Keep going, you know, fix the things that we messed up, you know, tackle well and, you know, be in our gaps and, you know, just get after it.
Ever since Kyle Moore has come in, he's produced, you know, and he's put pressure on, done a lot of good things. Has he surprised you at all? I mean, he went from not even being dressed to coming in and really contributing.
No, I mean, he's a great athlete, and he shows it in practice. And I think the biggest thing with him coming in is adding a different dimension, different style of pass rush, and even his run defense. You know, he uses his hands well, and, you know, the biggest thing is for him to keep continuing to progress and get better.
What about Sean? How does he have a different
style? You know, he's 6'5", 6'6", 200 pounds. You know, so it's just something different, you know, that guys aren't used to, and I think that kind of throws him off a little bit.
What about what Sean Merriman has showed? I mean, he gets back on the stat sheet, you know, the sack sheet for first time in a while.
Yeah, I mean, it's good for us to be able to add in you know, guys like that. As far as, like I said, I mean, you know, Sean's style is totally different. I mean, he's you know, he's more of a short, quick guy, you know, with power and leverage. And, you know, to be able to mix it up and stay fresh, especially, definitely helps us.
Mario, what are your... You said all along that, I mean, that once your left hand heals, you'll feel more confident and be a better player. Has it been that simple?
Yeah, you know, morale and everything, as far as when I go into the game and preparation and things that I can do, you know, it definitely takes a lot off mentally. And it makes me feel better and comfortable when I'm out there playing.
You're probably very familiar with, you know, the pressure and the expectations that Andrew Luck, you know, has faced, albeit a different position or whatever. What are your impressions of him both on the field and the way he's carried himself?
He's handled very well. I mean, you know, the record shows that he's a great quarterback, obviously not just when he was in college, but he's taken to the pro level, and, you know, hats off to him with what he's been able to do.
He's still a rookie. Is there any way, especially the way you guys are playing defensively, that you should let a rookie light you up now?
Well, I think after the third game, you're not a rookie anymore. He's had enough experience, enough play time, enough snaps, enough big games, enough wins to you know, validate that he's not a rookie anymore.
What do you see from their offense, and, you know, what stands out when you watch their style of offense and what they're trying to get done on that?
You know, they've been successful running the ball and getting yardage, and I think that's the biggest thing that's been helping him set up personally with the play action pass and being able to hit the ball deep. And I think the biggest thing going against them is they're a huge team that likes to get big plays. Whenever they throw the ball, a lot of times, I mean, it's deep, and they're getting huge chunks of yardage and being able to put points on the board.
So what does that put on you guys, Mario, up front in terms of helping out in preventing those big plays?
You know, if he wants to go deep, you know, it's going to give us more opportunity to rush the passer, give us more time, and the biggest thing for us is to stay after it, you know, because he's going to hold it and try to get that read and get that ball down there.
What about his mobility? I mean, he can run.
Yeah, and he's actually, you know, to say he's better running and throwing. You know, when he's on the move, he's even more accurate, I think. So I think the biggest thing for us is being able to contain him. And I know that he's going to be moving to throw the ball, you know, let alone run. But he obviously will run with it, but he wants to get those big yardage, take the ball deep.
How much of defense is trust in the guy next to you to do their job? And do games like the one against Miami, you know, help boost that trust for the whole defense as a unit?
You know, it's 11 guys on the field, so if you can't count on your guy beside you, you're never going to be in a world of hurt. And I think that's the biggest thing that hurt us earlier on is, you know, just one guy getting out of gap and is creating a, you know, a hole and being exploited. So I think as long as we, you know that and focus on being in our gaps and being accountable, we'll be all right.
Is it deja vu all over again? I mean, Indy was so good. Then they had the, you know, and you're familiar with the Colts. I mean, with Peyton, and then they fall off the cliff last year, and all of a sudden here they are 6-4.
You know, I think it's just a matter of them executing. You know, I think the biggest thing with what happened last year was, you know, they just didn't know what was going on. They didn't know how to fill in the void. I think the biggest thing was looking at how, you know, Peyton's gone, and then it's, you know, who's next? You know, we didn't even plan on this. And I obviously, it shows how execution can come out and put you on top.